Welcome to The Flash, politics, the go-to podcast for the most critical political updates and insights. Today, we're diving into the potent mix of challenges facing President Joe Biden as he gears up for the 2024 election, the intricate legal battles of former President Donald Trump, and the profound implications these might have on the democratic fabric of the United States. Strap in as we dissect these pivotal political developments. We're kicking things off with an in-depth look at President Joe Biden's campaign ambitions for 2024. Laura, you've been following this closely. What can you tell us?
Wendy, the road to 2024 is fraught with hurdles for President Biden. Drawing from comprehensive reviews by Time and Vox, Biden's campaign seems enmeshed in complexities, aiming to navigate through a polarized electorate and the looming shadow of Donald Trump. Despite a strategic refresh to boost his re-election bid, approval ratings remain stubbornly low, with significant demographic groups drifting away or becoming disenchanted.
How significant are these demographic shifts?
They're quite concerning for the campaign. Young voters, Black and Hispanic voters, alongside Gen Z, seem to be retracting their support. The disillusionment, particularly among younger voters over key policies, is palpable. Biden's handling of environmental issues and foreign policy, especially regarding Israel and Palestine, has contributed to a loss of traction within these critical factions.
What about the broader challenges? How is the campaign addressing voter dissatisfaction?
There's a layered approach to deciphering Biden's polling woes. Some argue that the issues are self-inflicted, pointing to unique flaws in Biden's candidacy. Others suggest external pressures like the economy or global unrest are to blame. However, there's hope within the campaign that as the election nears and voter engagement intensifies, Biden's standings could improve. Yet, the shadow cast by Trump's candidacy and a broader discontent with the political status quo remain formidable obstacles.
Intriguing. The dynamics between strategic revamps, voter engagement, and external influences definitely set the stage for a compelling race. Let's pivot to the legal tumult surrounding former President Donald Trump. Sean, you've been tracking this closely. The Supreme Court recently deliberated on Trump's claims of immunity from prosecution for actions related to the Capitol attack and the 2020 election results. Sean, what can you share about this critical juncture?
Wendy, April 25, 2024, marked a pivotal moment at the Supreme Court. Trump's legal team argued that his post-election actions should be shielded by presidential immunity. However, the justices appeared skeptical of broad interpretations that could exempt a president from accountability for actions taken while in office, even those reaching the extreme.
What does this mean for Trump and the broader legal implications?
This legal battle encapsulates not just Trump's immediate legal challenges, but also fundamental questions about presidential immunity and accountability. The conservative justices considered allowing lower courts to dissect the case further, potentially delaying prosecution past the November elections. However, the general sentiment suggests a reluctance to endorse an interpretation that could undermine the principle that no one is above the law.
This certainly adds a layer of complexity to the political landscape, especially with the impending election. As we continue to navigate these tumultuous waters, it's clear both Biden's campaign and Trump's legal quandaries underscore deeper issues within the U.S. political framework. Eugene, you've also been looking into the Supreme Court's proceedings. What further insights can you offer? Amidst Trump's legal battles, the Supreme Court's recent discussions reveal a nation grappling with the contours of presidential power and accountability. Eugene, can you delve into these deliberations?
Certainly, Wendy. The Supreme Court's examination revolved around complex legal, constitutional, and hypothetical scenarios, with justices expressing varied concerns and perspectives. While there's consensus against absolute immunity for Trump, ambiguity persists on the extent to which a president can claim immunity for actions taken in their official capacity. This uncertainty could lead to further legal exploration and procedural delays, impacting both the legal and political realms significantly.
How do you see the potential outcomes of this decision shaping the future?
The decision, expected to arrive by late June or early July, will set a precedent affecting the scope of presidential power and democracy's integrity. As justices strive for a rule for the ages, they're painstakingly aware of their ruling's impact on the democratic norms and the balance of holding leaders accountable while protecting the office from partisan litigation. It's a critical moment that underscores the underlying tensions within American democracy.
Indeed, the stakes are monumental. As we conclude today's episode, it's evident that the intertwined stories of Biden's electoral challenges and Trump's legal battle offer a unique lens through which to view the current political climate, underscoring the ongoing struggle to balance authority, accountability, and the quest for democratic integrity. Knowledge and entertainment. On demand.